This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The biological market has expanded very quickly in recent years, and biological companies are striving to demonstrate their value to producers as part of a supplemental crop plan. We will hear more from Brent Lackey of Syngenta next.
Attention!
What's with your father?
I finally got him to look at John Deere Operations Center.
You, call in air support and pass the word. We're mobilizing.
What's he saying?
We finished the north field, and the trucks are moving east.
Crop duster, over. Harvest Hawk says redeploy. Redeploy!
Take command of your farm data. Check out Operations Center at johndeere.com.
Dad!
Hit it, son. Recon East Ridge. Go, go, go!
Operations Center, only from John Deere.
Brent Lackey is the head of biologicals product marketing with Syngenta, and he says that biological companies are tasked with demonstrating product value to producers.
Absolutely. I think this market is highly fragmented. It's largely driven by startup companies and small groups that think they have a new mousetrap that would add value to a farmer. And in reality, they haven't done a lot of the evaluation that we would expect to demonstrate a consistent performance for the product.
In 2020, Syngenta acquired the Velagro Biological Company. Lackey says the product development team at Syngenta works hard to demonstrate the efficacy of products they have brought to market. Lackey says that some of the biological products in the Syngenta portfolio are providing benefits to crops that traditional inputs do not provide.
The best benefit for the producer is going to be a supplemental approach using biologicals with their current programs. There's no real reason for them to try to substitute some of these products for what they're currently doing. But what we found, particularly with the biostimulants, is that it's causing the physiology of the plant to do things better and differently than any typical crop input would provide, even a fertilizer. And so that's the really interesting part about that, and that's why we've recently made that investment with the Velagro acquisition, and we're putting a lot of efforts, particularly this next season, validating that performance and making sure that the value proposition is well understood opposite the current inputs.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.